theme song is "The Savior Above in Wonderful Love Came Down to This World to Die."
因为我们的主题曲呢，是那个在天上的救主带着奇妙的爱来到这个世界为我们而死。
So here we go. Book in the children's section, and we're going to sing it. The words are wonderful. They say, "We are little children, very young indeed." That's really we, the way we are. God is so great. We're so small. We're just like little children. We're little children, very young indeed, but the Savior's promise each of us may plead. And this is a promise. If we seek Him early, if we come today, we can be His little friends.
这个呢，这首歌我们很久没唱了，很久没唱了。但大，我认为我们可能从来没唱过。这个书呢，你如果是在这个就是小那个歌册里，你可以看到了，就是在那个小孩子唱的那一部分。小孩子唱那部分呢，这个是一首小孩子歌，说我们都是一些小小的孩子，非常年轻。但是呢，就是救主呢，他应许我们每个人呢，如果我们去求他的话，这个就是说对。
It's amazing to me how often I completely forget translation.
所以他说对他来说感到很惊奇，他总是忘了要翻译。
All right, if we seek Him early, if we come today, we can be His little friends. He has said we may.
所以这个里面呢，如果我们去寻求他，我们早点来到他这里，我们呢可以成为他的那个小小的朋友。他说我们是可以的。That's
the amazing thing. I can be a friend of God. Imagine that. God so great, me so small.
所以这是个非常神奇的。你去想象一下，我会成为神的朋友。神呢是如此的伟大，我是如此的渺小。
We'll sing it together, just the first verse. We'll sing and we'll learn the melody to go with these simple words.
那先唱第一段，先唱第一段呢，就是这些简单的歌词呢，我们来学会这个旋律。
Teach to your grandchildren as well as sing it to yourself. Here we go again. First verse.
We are little children, very young indeed, but the Savior's promise each of us may bring. If we sing
Verses, you can follow the logic and the delightful theme as we go.
这个歌词呢，四段，四段呢，我们现在要开始唱，开唱呢，把那四段都唱完，你会跟从它那个逻辑是什么？我们现在来唱。
We are little children, very young indeed. Each of us faithfully, if we seek Him early, if we come today, we can be His little friends, He has said we may. Little friends of Jesus, what a happy thought! What a precious promise in the Bible's taught. If we seek Him early, if we come today, we can be His little friends, give us that we may. Little friends of Jesus, walking by His side, with His arms around us, every step to God. If we seek Him early, if we come today, we can be His little friends, give us that we may. We must love Him dearly, with our constant love. We'll go and see Him in our homes above. If we seek Him early, if we come today, we can be His little friends, He has said we may.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So,
thank you.
Sunday. What is Sunday? And the answer is this Sunday, it's going to be Father's Day. So I thought, well, maybe we could learn a little bit about fathers and Father's Day. The best father in the Bible is?
因为我认为呢，我们可以呢学习一下关于父亲。那么说呢，是关于父亲的。那么在圣经里最好的父亲是谁呢？是神。
That's wonderful. The fact that we can be His little children is marvelous.
这是非常奇妙的，就是说，事实上呢，我们也是一个小小的朋友。
So just a very few thoughts on Father today. Let's pray.
因为我们今天要几点想法关于那个父亲，我们先来祷告。
Lord, we thank you for the simplicity and the truth of the words we just sang.
所以主啊，我们也感谢你，那就是在我们刚刚唱的这首歌里的那些歌词的简洁。
And the fact that we could be your little children is absolutely overwhelming.
所以事实上呢，我们就是说是能够成为您的一个小小的孩子，这对我们说来说是非常激动的。
So Lord, our prayer is that each of us will say, yes, Lord, I want you to be my father. I want to be your child.
父啊，现在呢，我们就在祷告，就是说呢，愿我们每一个人都说呢，我们想要您呢，成为我们的父，我们呢，要成为您的一个小小的孩子。
Now teach us, we pray.
现在呢，教导我们，我们祷告。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So, if you look in the Bible to find out truth about God the Father, what are you going to find?
所以如果你去读圣经，读圣经你想找到那个父神的那个真理，你会发现什么呢？
And the answer is you'll find a whole lot. The Bible says a lot about God being our Father.
所以你会就发现很多，因为圣经讲了很多神是我们的父。
So I thought today we'd just take some simple thoughts, and I'm going to focus them mostly on the book of John. So take your Bibles and turn to John chapter 1.
因为我认为呢，我们今天呢要找到一些呢，就是说一些简单的想法。我认为这个在约翰福音里面，大家呢把你们的圣经翻到约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
And you'll remember the introduction.Of the life of the Lord Jesus in John chapter 1.
你们呢就是说是都会读到呢在约翰福音第一章里关于主耶稣基督的生命的介绍。
And it says that Jesus was the one who made the world.
因为这里说呢主是那位创造世界的。
And then he came into the world.
让他来到这个世界。
And he came in as a man.
他来了作为一个人。
And most people weren't expecting the precise detail of that.
因为大多数人呢他们不知道这个里面特别的细节是什么。
So verse 10 says, Jesus was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him.
第十节说呢主耶稣在世界世界也是借着他造的世界却不认识他。
And the tragic truth of the life of the Lord Jesus is summarized in verse 11.
因为就是说是那个主耶稣基督他的生命的这个悲伤的地方呢是在第十一节里做了一个总结。
It says, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him.
也是一件说呢他来到自己的地方自己的人倒不接待他。
But, there were a few.
但是呢那里有几个。
They were willing to be on the narrow road.
他们愿意走在窄路上。
And so verse 12 says, as many as received him, to them gave he the right to become the children of God.Even to those who believe in his name.
所以第十二节说凡接待他的就是亲他名的人他就赐他们权柄做神的儿子。
He came to his own didn't receive him, but some did receive him. What did he give to those who did receive him?
所以他来到自己地方呢自己人不接待他但是有些人接待了他那么那些接待他的那些少数人呢他赐给他们什么呢
Well, he didn't just say, I want you to work for me.
他并没说呢只是说你我想你要为我工作。
He didn't say, I'm the boss, you can be my servants, I'll pay you a dollar an hour or $100 a day or whatever.
他并没说呢就是说我是你老板呢你是我的仆人你呢为我工作的话呢我就付你一块钱一个小时或者说一百块钱一天。
He said, I want you to become my children.
他说呢我要你们成为我的儿女。
That's overwhelmingly amazing, isn't it?
其实我们来说的是压倒性的而且也是非常神奇的是不是呢
I can understand that he would be willing to have some relationship with us, but to be willing to make me his child, that's overwhelming.
因为就是说我可以去想象他呢和我有那么一点关系但是呢他想我成为他的孩子这是完全是压倒性的了。
And this particular verse says that the way we become children of God is number one by receiving him. As many as received him to them gave he the right to become the children of God.
这些经文告诉我们的就是说我们如果想成为他的孩子那就是说是那些呢就是我们接待他的信他名的这是说凡接待他的就信他名的人呢他就赐他权柄做神的孩子。
And then the verse ends with the simple line, even to those who believe in his name.
所以这个后面接着一个非常简单的一句话，就是信他名的人。
So, the question is, how could you receive him?
现在问题是你怎么可以接待他？
Simple logic might say, well, you could come into my house. I'd be happy to let you through the front door. You can come into the living room.
所以这个简单的逻辑说呢，如果你来到我家，那我让你呢从大门进来，进到我家客厅里。
How do you receive a person?
你怎么去接待一个人？
And if in fact you become part of the family, that's a totally different, thing than staying for lunch.
这个里面呢，就是说是如果从某种意义上说呢，你能够成为家庭的一员，那比那简单的来吃个午餐要意义重大多。
I've been invited by many people to have lunch.
那很多人呢，请我们请我去他家吃午饭。
I've been invited by a few people to stay the night.
那有几个人呢，他甚至邀请我在他家住一晚上。
I've never been invited by anybody to say, listen, you just live here.
所以呢，从来没有任何一个人邀请我说，啊，你就住在我家吧。
And I will treat you as my son.
我会把你当儿子一样对待。
It's overwhelming.
这个完全是压倒性的。
Frankly, I think if that were to happen, I would say,This is going to be a little bit awkward.
因为坦率的说，那就是说，如果这个事情发生了，我说这个有点那个不正常。
And the Lord Jesus says, "It's true. You trust me. There'll be a lot of new things."
所以这个也是个事实主义。耶稣基督说呢，如果你相信我呢，有很多新鲜事会发生。
But to believe the Lord Jesus Christ is not just.To acknowledge him with your head.
但是呢，相信主耶稣基督呢，并不是说是你在你的大脑里认识他。
It is to receive him into your life.
是把他接进来，接进你的人生。
The actual picture in the Bible, and not everybody understands this, the picture is that we become his bride.
所以这个里面呢，就是在圣经里的这个图景，并不是每个人都会理解，说我们会成为他的新娘。
Now that's something different.
这个呢，有点不一样了。
That's a big deal.
这是个大事。
That's what God says. If you receive him, if you believe him, he will become your bridegroom.
所以呢，这是圣经说是以神说的，如果你相信他，那他会成为你的新郎。
How does that all happen?
这些怎么会发生呢?
It happens because God wants to be our father.
这个发生是因为神想要成为我们的父。
That's what Father's Day is all about.
这就是父亲节的所有的意义。
Father's Day is to marvel.
那个是父亲节呢，是我们要惊奇。
To marvel at the wonder that God wants children.
所以呢，我们惊奇神呢，他的奇妙，他想要孩子。
And of all the children that he could have, he chose me.
所以呢，他所有他想要的孩子中间呢，他选择了我。
Oh, I see, that's wonderful.
这个太奇妙了。
Now chapter 3, turn over to chapter 3 a little bit more about God and the Father.
所以我们翻到呢，就是第三章，第三章呢，讲了一点点关于父的。
Chapter 3 is the story.Of Jesus speaking to a religious leader.
因为这个第三章呢是主耶稣基督和一个叫宗教的领袖在谈话。
And he was associated with very much of the mature things of God.
所以呢，他呢就是对那些就是神的那些非常成熟的事情呢，他非常熟悉。
But God said to him, Jesus said to him in verse number 7, he said, Nicodemus, do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again.
那神呢，主耶稣在第七节里跟尼哥底母说呢，我对你说，你们必须重生，你不要感到惊奇。
What happens when you're born again?
那么你重生呢会发生什么呢?
Will you get a new father?
你得到一个新的父亲。
And you get a new family.
你有一个新的家。
And you get a new home.
你有一个新的房子。
And you get a new inheritance.
你有新的那个基业继承。
You get a new life.
你得到一个新的生命。
When you become a Christian, how much is new?
当你呢成为基督徒以后，有多少事情是新的了？
Well, pretty much everything. You're born again.
所以呢，大概就是所有的事情，因为你重生了。
So, when I would go to somebody's house, I would take my suitcase and I would move in and I would be in the little spare room in a suitcase with a suitcase.
因为如果我进某个人的家里带着我的那个行李箱带行李箱走进去后呢在一个多余的房子里就是带着我的行李箱住在那里。
But if I were to be born again, I couldn't put it all into a suitcase.
但是如果我是重生了那我那个行李箱就装不下所有的事情了。
What does this verse say?
这句经文告诉我们什么
It says you must.Be born again.
他说呢你们必须重生。
Why does it say you must be born again?
为什么说你们必须重生呢?
Because you must be born again, that's why.
就是因为你们必须重生这就是为什么。
Nicodemus says, I'm a religious leader, I'm okay.
尼哥底母说呢就是我是个宗教领袖我没问题。
Jesus said, it doesn't matter, Nicodemus,Whether you were a religious leader or a little child, you must be born again.
那主耶稣说呢，尼哥底母，你不管你是个宗教领袖还是个小小的孩子，这个不重要，但是你必须重生。
All right, well, that's very important. I told you, I was just going to pick out a few key things along this way of God the Father and we the children.
所以这个里面这是非常重要的我告诉各大家呢我要再通过几个方式呢告诉你们呢就神是我们的父我们是他的小孩子。
So, turn over now to chapter 4.
我们翻到第四节第四章。
And in chapter 4, there's a discussion between a woman who'd had many husbands and the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以第四章呢这里有一个谈话就是这个谈话呢关于一个妇女她有很多的丈夫和她和主耶稣之间的交谈。
So, verse 23 says, Jesus is speaking to this woman. He says to her, The hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him.
第二三节主耶稣说呢但时候将到如今就是了那真正敬拜父的要在灵和真理中敬拜他因为父寻求这样的人敬拜他
Who's the father?
谁是父
God
神
What is it that he wants?
他想要什么
He wants somebody to worship him
他想要某些人去敬拜他
Is that good or bad?
这是好的还是不好的?
Well, actually, it's very good.
那坦率说
Is God good or bad?
坦率是非常好的。那神是好的还是坏的?
He's very good.
他非常好。
If he were bad, would you want to worship him?
如果他很坏,你想要敬拜他吗?
And the answer is the devil is bad. He wants a lot of people to worship him, but it's bad.
所以答案是呢那个魔鬼他是很坏的他想要很多人呢敬拜他但是呢他是个坏人。
But God is good.
但神是好的。
What would he expect?
他希望什么?
He would expect us to worship him.
他希望我们去敬拜他。
So, some of you have children. What would you expect from your children?
所以呢你们有些人有孩子那么说呢你希望你的孩子能做些什么
So you're a mother and your child comes to you and says Mommy, Father's Day is on Sunday. What should I do for Daddy?
另一就是说你是个妈妈，你的孩子来问你说啊，妈妈，星期天是父亲节，那我应该送点什么给父亲呢？
What would you say to your little child?
你怎么对你的小孩子说？
Would you say to him, why don't you tell daddy thank you for being a good daddy?
所以你会说呢，你为什么不去谢谢你的父亲呢？哎，因为他是个好父亲。
Little child says, well, I couldn't do that.
那个小孩说我做不到。
He says, of course you can.
妈妈说
You're old enough to say thank you.
妈妈说当然了，你已经到了足够的年龄会说谢谢了。
Oh, the child might say, well, daddy wouldn't be impressed.
所以那个小孩说呢，爸爸可能不在。
And mommy would probably say, if you don't say thank you, your daddy will be impressed.
所以呢，就是说是那么说呢，你妈妈说呢，你如果不跟你的父亲说谢谢你呢，你的父亲就会在乎了。
And so there are a lot of people this coming Sunday who will go to their father and say, thank you, father. You have been a good father. Thank you for loving me.
因为就有很多人呢在这个星期天呢会去跟他们的父亲说呢，谢谢你，因为您呢一直以来是一个好父亲，感谢你爱我。
So that's the ordinary Father's Day response.
所以这是一个就是正常的父亲节的回应。
What will you say to God on Sunday?
那么在星期天你怎么对神说呢？
You would say, thank you, God. You have been a really good father to me.
你要说呢，谢谢神，因为呢，您呢一直是一个我的好父亲。
Why would you say that?
你为什么要那么说？
Well, number one, because it's true.
当然了，就是第一，这个是事实。
Number two, because you know you should.
第二个呢，你知道你应该那么说。
Number three, because God is seeking worshipers. That's what this verse says.
第三个呢，神在寻求敬拜者，就是这节经文所说的。
How many people in the world?
这世界上有多少人？
Well, 8 billion.
有几十亿。
Of those 8 billion, how many people on Sunday will say, thank you, God, for sending Jesus. Thank you for dying for me. How many people will say that out of the 8 billion?
因为那个80亿人中中间有多少人呢，在星期天呢会说呢，感谢神，感谢神呢，您差了主耶稣来，他为我而死，有多少人这么说呢？
Well, a lot of people will, but not 8 billion. Not everyone is going to say that.
所以很多人会说，但是呢并不是80亿，也不是很多人愿意那么去说。
But you and I say, I want to say that.I want to worship God. He's looking for worshipers. At least I can worship him and say thank you.
所以我们说的我们想要那么做，我们想要那么做呢，因为呢我要去敬拜神，因为他在寻求敬拜者，所以我要成为那个敬拜者，我要去跟他说谢谢您。
Chapter 5, verse 23.
第五章第二十三节
It says all should honor the son just as they honor the father.
因为叫人都尊敬子如同尊敬父一样。
God's plan for us is that we worship him and that we honor his son.
因为就是神的计划是我们敬拜他尊敬他的子。
He who does not honor the son does not honor the father.
不尊敬子的就是不尊敬父。
And many people in the world today say, I believe in God, I just don't believe in Jesus.
很多人在这个世界上说呢，我相信神，但是我只是不相信耶稣。
And the answer is, that's not what God wants. You say you believe in God, you don't do what he says. God says, I want you to honor the son just as you honor me.
你答案是呢，就是说是你这个并不是神是那样说的，也不是神想要的。神在圣经里神说呢，如果你要尊敬我，你要尊敬我的儿子。
And the blessings flow, verse 24. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in me, believes in him who sent me, has everlasting life and shall not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. What is God's plan?
这个里面的这个福气就流淌下来了，在第24节说呢，我实在的告诉你们，那听我话的，又信差我来，这就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出生入出死入生了。那么神想要什么呢？
God's plan is that we believe in the God who sent Jesus.
所以呢，神的计划是我们相信那位差主耶稣来的神。
And we end up getting everlasting life.
最终呢, 我们会得到永生,
and we are delivered from judgment and death.
我们从那个审判和死亡里被拯救出来了,
and what we get is life.
我们得到的是生命。
Now just one other thought, and that's John chapter 6.
另外一个想法, 是在第六章里, 约翰福音。
Verse 32, Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you, Moses did not give you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you true bread from heaven.
第三日就说呢，然后耶稣对他们说，我实在告诉你们，那从天上来的粮不是摩西赐给你们的，而是我父将天上来的真粮给你们。
Okay, if you lived in the wilderness in Moses' day and your daddy came home and said, here's supper, and you had a plate full of manna, and if you didn't get that, you'd starve. What would you do?
所以如果你住在摩西那个年代，你住在旷野里，就是有一天呢，你父亲回来，回来给你带了一大堆马了，但是如果他没带回来，你会怎么样？
Well, you'd thank him, and you'd eat the manna. You say, that was a good meal, Daddy, thank you.
你感谢他，你说那这是非常好的马了，谢谢你。
Now what happens to you and me when God comes to us in the wilderness of life?
因为就是当神呢来到我们生命的旷野里面的时候呢，我们应该怎么做呢？
Verse 33, for the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.
第33节说, 因为神的粮就是从那天上降下来, 赐生命给世界的。
What does God give?
神给你什么?
Well, he'll give breakfast, lunch, and dinner, that's true, but that's not what he's talking about here.
所以呢，他呢就是要赐给你早餐、午餐、晚餐, 这个是个事实, 但是这并不是这你所讲的。
Jesus is saying, just as God gave manna in the wilderness, so God gives Jesus to you and me.
因为就是神说呢，就是就像摩西从那个，就是神在旷野里赐给他们马了一样，神把那个，主耶稣赐给了你我。
Verse 35, Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall never hunger. He who believes in me shall never thirst.
第35节，耶稣说：“我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。”
God is the Father.
神是父。
What is the most important gift he gives us?
他给我们的最重要的礼物是什么？
Jesus.
主耶稣。
That's the gift.
这是礼物。
What do we do?
我们应该怎么做？
We say thank you.
我们说谢谢您。
For giving me the best gift that could be given.
赐给能够赐给的这样的最好的礼物。
Not only on Sunday, but on Sunday we worship him and we say thank you, Lord, for giving me Jesus.
不只是在星期天，但是最大多数我们在星期天呢要说呢，谢谢您赐给我耶稣。
Lord, we want to thank you for being a father.
最主要我们要感谢您是我们的父。
For being the best father.
是我们最好的父。
For being a father far beyond our wildest imagination or hope.
因为是这样一个父亲的远远超过我们的想象和期待。
We thank you that for all the gifts you gave us, the most wonderful one was you gave us Jesus to be our Savior.
我们感谢您呢，赐给我们那么多的那样奇妙的礼物，但是呢，里面最重要的礼物呢，就是说您赐给我们主耶稣做我们的救主。
Help us to understand it.
帮助我们去理解。
Help us to appreciate it.
帮助我们去感激。
Help us to thank you for it.
帮助我们去谢谢。
Help us to believe in Jesus as our Savior and Lord.
所以帮助我们去相信主耶稣是我们的主和救主。
We give thanks and ask this in Jesus' name.
我们现在感恩，祈求这些是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sorry for going.